there. I think we'll be there. Comes out Threat Director Graham Neff. Good morning, Graham. How you doing this morning?
Mickey, good morning. I'm certainly planning to be there Saturday at 1 o'clock. But man, how about starting your Tuesday with a moment with Milt there? There's not many better ways to start a day, whether that's a Tuesday or whatever day it may be, than some conversation with Milt.
And before that, Eric Backage, who told the story.
I miss Backage. Well, as our leadoff hitter, I know.
Here's what he told us. I talked to BJ Bailey, asked to stay in the game. He goes, but it wasn't as bad. One time he said, Caden Grice, he went to take the ball, and he already signaled the bullpen, and he said, Grice told him, if I could throw this ball through your face right now, I would. He goes, that's what you want to hear from your pitcher. I want to stay in it so bad. I could throw this ball right at your face right now. So the competitive part of those guys was what we're talking about there. Hey, before the break, Will Clanton tells me that you're taking yourself off Bluetooth and you put your phone up to your ear to talk right now, and that's the only time I ever see you. I see you around campus. I see you at sporting events, and I think that phone's just attached to you. Is it less attached now since we had that March 4th announcement with the lawsuit ending, or is it still just 100 miles an hour all day, every day?
Listen, yeah, your point probably, Kristen tells me the same thing too. So maybe I need to work on that. Your question. Yeah. Listen, obviously huge inflection point accomplishment, with the ACC settlement, your question, and huge component to what the priorities have been, but quite frankly, you know, that doesn't, that's an inflection point. It's certainly a mile marker, but, as college athletics and landscape will continue to change, there's never been more change in our industry and college sports in a lot of regard. And so, this is just another segment for us and important for us to continue to stay connected and nimble and do what's best for Clemson.
All right. I thought there would have been a little more spin from the conference and from you guys coming out of it. Almost everybody seemed like the reaction was the scorecards. When we went to the judges in this battle, this legal battle, was that Florida State and Clemson ended up winning. I thought that was the case. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But the revised revenue distribution and the reduced exit fee penalties, it seems like you guys were on the winning side of that. Is that how you view it? I know there's ways you got to be diplomatic about it, but it seems like you guys got a lot of what you wanted when you first had the original lawsuit.
Yeah, listen. No, no scoreboard on this one. Even though that for 21 of our sports we have a scoreboard. You know, for us, just running the business, so to speak. The important priorities for us of clarity of the grant of rights. Right, that was kind of the very fundamental question at hand from the legal filings, and then the conversation. The conversation, truly, the discussions with negotiations. I get it. With the ACC and Commissioner Phillips was really steadfast throughout from the ACC's lens, as we were, but we ultimately found great middle ground, so to speak, that benefits the ACC, and I mean that very wholeheartedly, and Clemson, certainly. I know we said it in the release, or I've said it a couple of times, I'm going to continue to stay on script, that listen, a good ACC is good for Clemson. A strong ACC is good for Clemson, and a strong Clemson is good for the ACC. So I say that, I'm going to get to more specific answers to your question, but like that is and will be the mindset, to be real, real clear, and call that diplomatic, sure, but like that is the mindset. Now, again, that to be said, like the increased revenue opportunity that's available for all, that's going to be proportional to viewership and call that brand value, so to speak, which is so much of what the driver of the ACC's revenue is. About 75 to 80% of the ACC's, as a conference, their total revenues come from television contracts. Obviously, ESPN is our exclusive and primary partner, and so having some proportionality to where that revenue is generated from for the league to the members that generate it is part of the concept, and that resonated for all members involved. And we think that that's an important component for us as we continue to need to again run the business, drive revenue for resources to invest in our student athletes and our experiences to compete at the national level, which is where we expect to compete. Sure, football, but all the way down. So again, there's some detail there. You're right. The diplomatic nature is where the ACC has been and where Clemson's going to continue to be. I hope that's resonated with all of our Clemson fans, because how we've gone about our business, how we've had the mindset of it, the alignment and leadership of our board and president, coaches, has been really, really resolute. And now we're very, very excited for this next, call it this next lap of continuing to position Clemson and the ACC from a national landscape standpoint.
Is there a specific dollar range, or what is the range? I guess I could ask that way. What is the range for that revenue? What's the most you can make, the maybe least you can make? Is there a ceiling and a floor to get that number closer to what these other leagues might be doing?
Yeah, really appropriate question. There's no hard numbers to it. And again, like one of the important things from the ACC's lens is there's no fixed number for Clemson or for Florida State or for North Carolina or pick your school just because of whatever your, you know, what your brand may be. It's all earnable. There's a 5-year, it's called a 5-year rolling average. And so there's a look back of the prior 4 years of television viewership, again, primarily focused on football television viewership, certainly some men's basketball, which moves the needle, and then your current year. So there's a rolling average, and so point being, we have the actual earned, you know, data, so to speak, of what the prior 4 years for Clemson has been, and that's been top in the ACC. But we got to keep earning that, so to speak, and that means performance on the field, but you know, in practicality, that means, you know, performance from a viewership and a brand value standpoint. So that's going to continue. That gives us great upside, to answer your question, of our distribution from the ACC over the past last year, this year is anywhere from 40 to 45 million. This is going to allow us to lift that from 5 to 10 to 15 million and maybe more. There's no floor. There's no ceiling for Clemson nor for anybody in the league. And so that continued drive for investment, our investment in football has been there. It's been strong. This gives us even more energy, so to speak, or ROI to what that looks like. So we're going to continue to fuel from a business model standpoint, fuel football. That's been a winning business model for us. It's going to continue to be now even more so.
All right, this is a non-diplomatic question. It might be the last question I ever get to ask you on the air. You might not answer anymore after this, but a texter wanted to know, with the reduced exit fee penalties, will Clemson become more attractive for other leagues as we inch closer to 2030?
It's funny. I was reading something this morning, Mickey, on the NFL. There was an article written in their media rights. I think they're having their owners and coaches meetings, kind of their winter meetings right now, whatever their spring meetings, maybe they call it. And interestingly, the NFL's media contracts are up, I think, in 2033. But within their negotiations, the NFL, Commissioner Goodell, what have you, have an opt out clause in 2029, so to speak. So, I know, and certainly have continued to be become well read, and it's part of my job to certainly be connected and drive from a media and landscape standpoint. I give that example because one of the quotes from one of the NFL leaderships was the rate of change within the media landscape has been so changing and is only going to continue to change. And so their point, as they included in this opt-out of their negotiations, was just to be able to be nimble and flexible as a league, as an entity, for this rate of change over the end of this decade and next decade. So that's those are all quotes, and that's all examples from how the NFL has viewed it. And it really stuck with me because that's very much our mindset at Clemson. And again, I got to think from an ACC standpoint, as the ACC continues to be adaptable for rate of change, and right there's from a media standpoint specifically, the streamers and a lot of dollars are invested there, the viewing behaviors of consumers and how that looks continues to change, and demographics and what markets look like. And so all that to be said, again, maybe a roundabout way to answer your question or the texter, that, you know, our ability to be nimble and flexible has been the focus. And that means clarity on the grant of rights. Sure. Again, the fundamental notion of it, but also for us to be well-read, to invest, to perform, to grow our brand, to educate our fans and viewers, so to speak, while the rate of change in sports and sports entertainment and media viewing behaviors, let alone in college athletics, we just know we need to be positioned to be able to be adaptable in that. So I hope a diplomatic way to, yes, to answer the question in a real genuine and mindsetted way.
Well, I'm glad you allow me to ask others. I thought that might be it. So at least we get to ask other questions in the future, which I have one now. By the way, Graham Neff, Clemson Athletic Director, is our guest. Texan wants to know, with all the college basketball turnover right now, is Clemson positioned to rebuild their basketball team every year like every team's having to do now?
So listen, the obviously a lot of movement, and Brad and Sean Poppy are incredibly energized and very active right now. That's probably the understatement. Here's what I would say and how I view the changing landscape, because there's of basketball specifically. Obviously, football and a lot of the other sports experience that too. But basketball has probably been was an early adopter as a sport as far as just the transient nature of rosters, and that's frustrating for a lot of folks and coaches and staff, myself. I certainly get it. That's just the nature of the game right now. That being said, as I assist in coaching attributes, and this is across the board, not just, our basketball coaches or our coaches, but roster construction and evaluation, player evaluation, those skill sets have never been more prominent and more valued. Roster construction and evaluation, player evaluation. And you still got to develop and certainly have a great culture and develop your kids and recruit from a high school lens. All those still hold true. But that the transient nature, roster construction, which doesn't mean just get the best players, but it means, how they all fit together, and it's still a team, and you start five of them in basketball, and you got a depth rotation, et cetera. So that's the name of the game. And I think we have two coaches in Brad and Sean that those are some of their strongest skill sets. And we've seen that with Brad over the years, of course. Sean, certainly something we've talked about, and even for him a year ago to come and construct a roster, now he's trying to reconstruct that again. I'm really, really excited for Clemson basketball men and women as far as how they're going about this this transient and quite frankly crazy time from a portal standpoint and the changing nature of college athletics and roster and transfer portal time period.
All right, I'm out of time, but I need you on again if we can make some time, because you're on a committee for the future of college athletics. I want to talk big picture, where we're headed in the overall grand scheme of things of college athletics, and some TV stuff, and where, just an ever-changing world. I don't see how you do it. Unlike what maybe that job was 5 years ago, your job has certainly changed. So can we do it again here soon to talk about the big picture of college athletics?
Listen, Mickey, I'd love to. Maybe even we can text, and I'll try you into this week. It's certainly now that there's some clarity on the ACC stuff, and the house case, which you're referencing, is right around the corner. I intend to be much more engaged. Not that I haven't been, but I've had to be measured as far as just kind of things we're talking about, et cetera. So I do really look forward to that. Let's get something really, really soon, and we'll see you and many of our Clemson fans on Saturday for spring game.
Should be an awesome day, awesome weather, and a big crowd once again. I can't thank you enough, and let's do this again very soon.
Thank you, Mickey. Go Tigers.
You too. Thank you, Graham Neff, Clemson Athletic Director, top of the